So there's some policies that, you know, I'll have an input on. But when it comes to any single company, we're not involved at all.
Let me approach it from a different angle. Corporation XYZ makes a fantastic product. They satisfy their customers' needs better than their competition. Their employees are happy. They're making great strides in planning for their retirement.
Good.
They pay taxes to the United States government. Everything is great. But the CEO doesn't feel like embracing whatever societal changes are in vogue at the moment that Larry Fink happens to think are in vogue.
But Joe,
so he doesn't want to, he actually does is not going to play ball with you on what you think. Which you said change, you embracing change. He doesn't want. He thinks some of these changes may not be lasting. They may be whatever the certain side of the political spectrum decides is important at that moment. Are you going to try and get him, oust that board and vote your shares against him?
Of course not. First of all, you're personalizing with me. I'm not.
All right, BlackRock. Okay,
fine.
BlackRock.
Thank you.
All right.
Two.
All right. Well, this is your idea, isn't it, or whose idea? Is
two.
It?
It's the
okay,
firm's
BlackRock.
Idea.
All right. I think of you as BlackRock, which is a compliment.
Thank you,
okay.
But it's not. Hopefully, it's not. Not a compliment that I'm not. There's more than BlackRock.
I get you. I'm building you up.
Good. Good. Thanks, Joe.
Biggest money manager in the world.
If a company is performing really, really well, as you just suggested, and it is a beacon for its employees and all that stuff, I am very confident that engagement is going to be very positive. And so I think you just framed a question. You framed it in a way that I don't see that being a reality. I will tell you, I have had conversations pretty close to half the CEOs who received the letter. And I don't believe they're sucking up to me or anything
Larry,
like that.
What if you tell Exxon they got to stop drilling for hydrocarbons and they got to do renewable energy because they're framing things. Let's say that's not going to happen.
That we have not
right.
done that.
Okay.
You're framing hypotheticals that are not even the realm of reality. It's nice to talk about and framing questions that are.
Okay.
That are 2% problem.
How about Coca-Cola? You tell them no more sugary drinks.
We were not. That's their business. Their business is providing.
Okay. How about Philip Morris? No more tobacco products.
But we will not do that either.
What type of things are those?
If they're going to be we have these issues many times. If an individual is investing in an index that has Philip Morris, that has Coca-Cola, we're not going to be changing their business models to that way. That's their business model. So we're not going to be saying get out of your business.